the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Well, while tomorrow's Academy Awards captivate audiences worldwide in this country, all eyes will be on our own Oscar hopeful, Cillian Murphy, who's tipped to scoop the coveted gold statuette. But just how much does an Oscar win translate into tangible rewards? Here to tell us all is film critic Cara O'Doherty. Cara, very welcome to the programme. First of all, Cillian Murphy, very much, I think, a favourite to win the best actor. The momentum seems to be behind that.
Absolutely. At this point, if he doesn't win it, something very strange is going on. He's captured the hearts of everybody's imagination. He is really, I mean, he's at the top of his game. It's an incredible performance. And yes, there are other good people in that category, but there's definitely something wrong if he doesn't get it.
Now, Cillian Murphy may not have his eye on the money. I'm sure he keeps one eye on money, but it's not his main driving force, given some of the films that he has done and smaller budget films and so forth. But what is it worth for someone to win an Oscar like that in terms of their next film and their earning power?
The theory is you should get 20% increase on your next project. Now, it does depend on your popularity. You could be a very popular actor, but your films don't make money. You could be very bankable, or it's the genre you go for. But most actors tend to make 60% more. So there's a vast difference there than what the expectation and the reality is. Using Joaquin Phoenix, for example, he got just over $4 million to make the first Joker. He wins the Oscar, and he's been offered $20 million to do the sequel.
And it's probably, well, that's incredible, but it's probably hard to strip out the Oscar factor of that with the success of the film, which leads to it being a bigger budget film so they can pay him more money.
Hollywood loves prestige. So the second that Oscar nod is even in the game, there is this presumption that this film is something special. So they love the laurels, they love the name. So just that, even if the film isn't hugely successful, that Oscar thing is what really makes the difference. But then there's actors like Robert Downey Jr. It's his third nomination. He has been known to bank $75 million per film for his last Avengers. So, I mean, he can't really go much higher than that anyway. So it does depend on where you are in the scale. Now, the thing is, and the crazy thing is, that there's always been a huge gender pay gap in Hollywood. So on average, if an actor was to increase what he earns, it would be about $4 million. Female actors get $500,000 more. I mean, that's a staggering difference.
How does that add up? Because in sport, for example, the counter argument to maybe women sports people and footballers not getting paid the same amount is they'll say, well, they don't get the same crowds, it doesn't have the same financial pulling power, etc. But surely huge women actors like, you know, Julia Roberts after Pretty Woman and the earning power there, it would make commercial sense, wouldn't it?
You would like to think so. But again, it's in all business that gender pay gap is big, and Hollywood is no different. And at the end of the day, despite changes, Hollywood is still very much a male dominated business. You have actors like Jessica Chastain and Reese Witherspoon who are really fighting to get more women in production, both sides of the camera, in the writing room, and that's where the difference comes from. It's seeing more women in those roles, but Hollywood still just sort of, you know, they still kind of see women as, you know, you're beautiful, you're grand there, but
so it's a kind of a more to do. Is it changing? Because there was a big high profile one about a leak of Sony emails.
Yeah, the Sony leaks are quite horrifying. Jennifer Lawrence, who had won an Oscar, found out in the leaks. Basically, they're almost joking about how much they were going to pay her less than her co-stars in her next film. There were so many other actors who discovered this. Charlize Theron paying considerably less for a lead role, Gwyneth Paltrow starring in a film with an actor who was barely known, and he was getting paid more than her. So that when the Sony leak happened in 2014, it did lead to changes, a bit like Me Too. Things were becoming more public. There were things people knew that were hidden. But so there have been changes, but that disparity is still huge.
And outside of the gender issue, if you get nominated alone, you know, your earning power, I'd imagine, goes up regardless of whether you win or not.
It does. I mean, it also, and what people love is the fact that it gives actors more say. They can cherry pick their roles. They can choose to take a production side of it, producing role. They get to play in Hollywood, and they basically say, look at me. I mean, Cillian Murphy, if he wants, he could, if hopefully, fingers crossed, he's going to win, he could decide with an Oscar that instead of taking a large lump of money, he'd rather get the back end, which is a percentage of the box office.
But what might it be worth to him if he decided to go, Either way.
I think they say we will never know. They say he got 10 million for Oppenheimer, which is the biggest payday he's ever had. Christopher Nolan's actors don't get paid a huge amount of money. People want to work with him. And it's the money goes into the production side of things. So, I mean, if that's what he got for that, we won't know. Unless he decides to tell us, which I don't think. Cillian Murphy likes to keep these things quiet.
That'd be the new floor.
So, but if he goes and he gets the standard 20% or the more realistic 60% they get, I mean, he's going to... But he is Cillian Murphy and we know he chooses the work over... I mean, like you say,
he'll choose projects.
He's human. Yeah. Part of him will be looking at the dollars racking up. But for him, it is about the work. And I mean, the next thing he made was Claire Keegan's new film.
Well, I saw the photos of him getting off the plane in Los Angeles and he was wearing a denim jacket.
I mean, it's fabulous. He doesn't care.
I don't think it was a designer denim jacket.
No, he just wants to do the work. He's found himself in this mad situation and he's certainly enjoying it and I'm sure he'll appreciate the win.
Hopefully it'll work out for him.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to change. It will change his bank balance though.
Thank you so much, film critic Cara O'Doherty. Thanks for joining us on the programme.